Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. People are naturally skeptical of things that are different. As humans, we often encounter misperceptions and misunderstandings. And even prior to adopting, you've likely faced misunderstandings and misperceptions due to your Christian beliefs or in other contexts. In our adoptive families, there is often lots of fuel for the fires of skepticism, leading to flames of misperceptions and misunderstandings. These can even grow into a raging wildfire, threatening to overtake the entire structure of the family. You're probably familiar with some of the sources, such as culture differences, which occur in international adoptions, but also in others where cultural differences collide. These can be sources of skepticism, but there are others. There are differences in the idea of what family means, the roles and responsibilities of different family members that they have or should have, and sometimes language differences within the adoptive family itself fuel misunderstandings. Mental and emotional disabilities or damage can certainly also be a huge source of these misunderstandings and misperceptions. How about assumptions and beliefs that we've been holding that now they're challenged like never before? And fears and misplaced mistrust can fuel a lot of misperceptions. A pattern of triangulation often develops in which previously trusting parents who trusted each other begin to now mistrust each other. And triangulation can happen with other authority figures, other adults, other people that are in the child or the teen's circle of influence as well. They may feel like they are helping. They may be innocent, but at the same time, the patterns of triangulation cause the other person to now view maybe you, mom, with distrust or mistrust or just even some skepticism that wasn't there before due to some of the things that the child has said or maybe the way that the teenager has been behaving. And so this skepticism can grow into misunderstandings and misperceptions and even false accusations. And so lingering effects from early childhood traumas is another source that can result in many misunderstandings and misperceptions from inside the family and outside. So as I said, these sources of the skepticism, the misunderstandings, and the misperception can vary, but there's some common and frequently encountered ones. All families are different, but some differences may be viewed with more skepticism in general. What makes your family stand out as different than others? It may be something obvious like skin colors that don't match, or not so obvious like your child always pushing you away during outings in public, or mommy shopping at church. It may be your well-fed child's lingering food insecurity that shows up at school, or many, many other things that draw skepticism. It can feel like you're fighting a blazing wildfire alone with only a small water bucket, and that bucket has holes. If you're feeling this right now, feeling the heat of the flames, I want you to know you're not alone. Don't be surprised at this. And remember who you are. And as a Christian, remember whose you are. Recognize that you have stepped into a spiritual battle, and that you cannot fight it alone or merely on a physical battlefield. And as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.